welcome to the program. We continue today in John chapter 15. Have your Bible ready. Another program. I was kind of hoping the Lord would come back yesterday. He didn't, but he may be coming back today. He said in John chapter 15, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He's coming back. What if it were today?
Jesus is coming to earth again. What if it were today? Coming in power and love to reign. What if it were today? Coming to claim his chosen bride, all the redeemed and purified, over this whole earth scattered wide. What if it were today? Glory, glory, joy to my heart will bring. Glory, glory, when we shall crown him king. Glory, glory, haste to prepare the way. And true will he find us here if he should come today, watching in gladness and not in fear, if he should come today. Signs of his coming multiply. Morning light breaks in eastern sky. Watch, for the time is drawing nigh. What if it were today? Glory, glory, joy to my heart will bring. Glory, glory, when we shall crown him king. Glory, glory, haste to prepare the way. Glory, glory, Jesus will come someday.
John chapter 15, verse number 4, Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Now, notice we have the word abide three times in that verse. Then in the next verse, he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Then in verse number 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them, and they are cast into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. Now the Bible talks here about fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. And in verse 4 it says, the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. And so he's talking about a relationship here, a relationship of abiding. He said he is the vine, we are the branches, and the branches bear the fruit. Now in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 18, it says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, it goes on to say in verse number 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Then it goes on to say, as it said in verse 18, if ye be led in the Spirit. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit and we walk in the Spirit, then the byproduct of that relationship is the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. This is a byproduct of abiding in Christ. Now, a relationship is the state of being connected by blood or by marriage. That's what the dictionary says. Now, of course, we are the bride of Christ, and you can put the application here. Not only that, a relationship is the way in which two or more people or organizations regard and behave toward each other. And so we're going to have a relationship with Christ, or we're going to have a relationship with each other as Christians. Keep in mind that in this portion of Scripture, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's talking to believers here. And so he says, if you're going to bear fruit, it is going to only be a result of our abiding in Christ, that relationship. Also, with that relationship of abiding in Christ, the byproduct is love. Notice the focus on love in these next verses. It says in verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue ye in my love. If, he said, ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. It's a byproduct. He said, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Again, he focuses on love. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, we might think that that means that greater love has no man than this, that a man die for his friends. I don't think that's what this means. It says to lay down his life for his friends means to lay down his whole life for his friends, to live for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life. Now, it can include dying for your friends, but I can die for someone, get that over with in a few minutes. But to live for someone, that's going to take a whole lifetime. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. He goes on to say, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things, and here's what we mentioned before, you just can't love on command. You say, I want you to love your friend over there. How does that happen? He said, these things I command you, that you love one another. If you do these things, and there's a whole list of, look at the phrases that you'll find that in the book of John, these things. And sometimes it's referring to things, and sometimes it's referring to what Jesus said. And when it's referring to what Jesus said, he said, these things I command you. If you do these things, the byproduct is ye will love one another. And then the last part of this portion of scripture, he focuses on the subject of hate. He focuses on abiding. He focuses on loving. And the problem that we'll run into here is if we love Christ like we should love him, the world is going to hate us. We're so afraid that the world won't love us. Well, if you're going to love Christ, they won't love you. He said in verse 18, if the world hate you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. He said down in verse number 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Again in verse 18, he says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Don't be surprised. You can't have it both ways. You can't have the world love you and you love Jesus at the same time. If they hated him, they'll hate you. And then he ends this portion of scripture, and I'm glad it gets positive here. He says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. The Comforter, when the Comforter has come. And so if we determine to live for the Lord in this day of apostasy, we're going to find out we're going to have fewer and fewer friends out there in that world. And the Bible says that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Well, the Holy Spirit has come. I'm glad he has, and he'll guide us day by day. And with each passing moment, strength we find to meet our trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best, lovingly. It's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.